Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi David. Shabbat Shalom, Mishpacha. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our home. Now is an important time when most of the Christian world celebrates Christmas, coming of Jewish Messiah. And one of the most important topic for me in this time is the idea of forgiveness and reconciliation with the Lord and with people around us. And today's Torah chapter is very instructive and speaks a lot about forgiveness and reconciliation, restoration in the family. Parsha Vaigash. I would like to read from Genesis chapter 44, verse 18. And also Genesis 45 from verse 1. So let's read together. So Genesis 44, verse 18. We all know this story when brothers came to Joseph, and he was a savior for them. He saved them from literally from destruction, from death. And we know the story of reconciliation. And if you didn't never read it before, please do. So I would like to read from verse 18. Then Judah approached him and said, I beg your pardon, my lord. Please let your servant say a word in my lord's ears, and don't be angry with your servant, since you are like Pharaoh. Verse 33. So now, please let your servant remain as my lord's slave in the boy's place. And let the boy go up with his brothers. For how can I go up to my father, and the boy is not with me? Else I must see the evil that would come upon my father. And let's read chapter 45. After these words from Judah, Joseph's brother, we can read chapter 45 from verse 1. Now Joseph could no longer restrain himself in front of all those who were standing by him. So he cried out, get everyone away from me. So no one stood with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. But he gave his voice to weeping so that the Egyptians heard and Pharaoh's household heard. Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? And his brothers were unable to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, please come near me. So they came near. I am Joseph, your brother, the one you sold to Egypt, he said. So now don't be grieved and don't be angry in your own eyes that you sold me here, since it was for preserving life that God sent me here before you. What is story? Story about forgiveness, story of reconciliation, story about restoration of the family, family of God. With the help of the Lord, Joseph was able to receive and forgive his own brothers. He became a savior for all his family. And I'm sure we all know from the Bible that forgiveness is vital in our lives for us. When I think of this commandment to forgive, it reminds me of the most known prayer on the globe, our Father who is in heaven. We all know the Lord's Prayer. And I would like to remind it in chapter Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Couple verses speaks about forgiveness. Verse 12, Matthew chapter 6. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither your Father forgive your transgressions. In my opinion, this is very, very serious statement here, which means forgiveness of our sins, our forgiveness in the eyes of the Lord, depends on our forgiveness of others. It is verse 15 here. I would like to read again. But if you do not forgive others, neither your Father forgive your transgressions. How important it is to forgive others. It is important for all of us who believe in the Lord, who follow Messiah. We are children of God, and we are called to be like Him. And we all know that He is the author and the source of all mercy and all forgiveness. He is merciful God. He is full of mercy, and He is full of forgiveness. I believe that if we want to follow our Messiah, Yeshua, we need to learn and practice forgiveness in our daily lives, every day of our lives. And without any doubts, one of the most obvious and instructive stories of forgiveness, it is the story of Joseph. It is the picture of forgiveness. He went through a very difficult life, which was filled with trials, challenges, offenses, betrayal, undeserved accusation. He was in the prison because he didn't do anything, but he was accused. And he is an example for all people who follow the Lord in their calling. He's a great example for us. If you know that Joseph is a type of the Messiah, he is the picture of Messiah. He is a reflection of Messiah in the history of the Jewish people. So today I want to talk about a few aspects of forgiveness and how to apply forgiveness in our lives today. So I will not say anything new. I won't say anything new. We know everything about forgiveness, but I would like to remind us, because it is the time to remember that we need to forgive others. We need to receive forgiveness from the Lord, and we need to forgive other people around us. So forgiveness has a couple most important parts. I would like to share a couple of them. The first part is a decision that translates into action. Do not take revenge. Do not pay evil for evil. Decide to forgive. It's in the Romans chapter 12, verse 18. Romans 12, 18. This is very interesting teaching from Rabbi Shaul. Romans 12, 18. If possible, so again, if possible, it is not always possible, but if possible, so far as it depends on you, live in shalom with all people. We know that sometimes we have situations where we can't do anything about it. Sometimes people can hate us when we do not do anything. But if possible, so far as it depends on you, we are called to be peacemakers. We are called to live in peace. Verse 19, if it's not possible, never take your own revenge, loved ones, but give room for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says Adonai. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing so, you will heap coals of fire upon his head. And verse 21, I believe this is the heart of this place. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We are called in faith. We are called to overcome evil, not by evil, not by doing evil, but by doing good. If you made a decision not to take revenge, to respond from the perspective of the Bible, you have already decided to forgive the person. This is the first and the most important part, to decide to forgive person. And I know the truth. Sometimes it takes a long time between your decision to forgive and your emotional healing of your soul. Sometimes it takes time to be healed from this feeling of betrayal or sin against you. But you need to decide. We need to decide to forgive. This is the beginning of forgiveness. And the second part, it's a very important part, emotional healing. Freedom in the heart in relation to the offender is the second part of forgiveness. The first part, decide. The second part, to receive healing from the Lord, to be free from this bitter root. And what if somebody has done you evil and do not care about your forgiveness? What to do? In the Lord's Prayer, the word forgive also can be interpreted as to let go, to release, to send away. It's a very interesting word. Not only forgive, but to let go, to release. What is important is to understand from this place of scriptures, from the Lord's Prayer, that to release, to let go from your heart is a very important part of forgiveness. To forgive such a person, I call this kind of forgiveness releasing the person who sinned against you. Even if he never asked forgiveness, release him from your heart. Trust the Lord. A person who sinned against you but does not want to reconcile with you, to change his thoughts and actions, who does not desire your forgiveness, such a person you are to simply release from your heart. To release, to let go, means not to desire revenge or wish evil upon an offender, but rather to pray for such a one that the Lord may have mercy on him. How? By leading him to repentance. And I remember the prayer of our Lord and Savior Yeshua, his last prayer. He prayed, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. This is our calling, to forgive others too. Then your own heart can experience freedom from a bitter root of unforgiveness. Our decision to release, to let go, takes away the power of our enemy over us. It gives us the opportunity to move forward without wasting our life on useless rage and revenge. It doesn't produce anything, but we trust the Lord that He will lead us forward. Regardless of whether or not a person will ask your forgiveness, whether or not he will take a step of reconciliation, release him into the hands of God. Trust the Lord. The Lord loves you and the Lord loves him. He can deal with it. And now I want to mention second part of forgiveness. What if you sinned against someone? What to do if I sinned against someone? So first of all, we need to remember that it is important to be restored in forgiveness. And forgiveness sometimes comes with a price for the restoration. Sometimes it's price. It's a huge price. And the story of Joseph, it's a beautiful story. Joseph forgave his brothers, but even after he decided to do so, after his decision, he did not give them full restoration, did not give fullness of his forgiveness until he tested them, until he was not convinced of their sincerity, repentant heart. I have a question here, because I asked this question myself many years ago. What would Joseph do if he did not see change in the hearts of his brothers? What would he do in this place? When we read the story about this restoration, this time of coming together and reconciliation time, beautiful story. Before Joseph opened himself to them, he tested them. He judged their hearts and he found that they were different. They cared about their younger brother, about father. And when we read this story, we found that Judah was ready to give his life for his younger brother. He had repentance in his heart. So I want to read from Matthew chapter 5. This is the teaching of Yeshua about reconciliation and forgiveness. So what to do if I did something wrong against my brother? It is here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. Therefore, if you are presenting your offering upon the altar, so which means that you're going to worship the Lord which means you are trying to serve the Lord. So you are the believer. You are filled with the love to the Lord because you come in to present your offering upon the altar. And there, remember that your brother has something against you. So, which means you did something wrong against your brother. Verse 24. Leave your offering there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering. So, very simple and very important part to restore, to be restored. If you have sinned, restore, repent, return what was stolen. Sooner or later, we will bear the consequences of our actions, good or bad. And I want to conclude with one of the most interesting examples we can find in the ministry of Yeshua. And I love this place of scripture. It's so interesting. It's in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10. Very interesting place of scripture. So now Yeshua entered Jericho and was passing through. So he was passing through. He didn't plan to stay there. It was on the way. Second verse, please remember that he was on the way. And here was a man by the name Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector. Can you imagine? He wasn't just tax collector. He was a chief tax collector. So for Jewish people at that time, he worked on Rome. And it was very dirty work. It was very unrighteous work to work for Rome against his own people. And he was rich. Verse 3. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Yeshua was, but he couldn't because of the crowd. And he was short of height. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Yeshua, for he was about to pass through that way. So this man, who was unrighteous, who was sinner, who was a really dirty person in the eyes of the Jewish people around him, because of his action, because of his faith, because of his openness, he was able to meet with Yeshua. And Yeshua stayed in this place, in this city, because of this man who were open for repentance. When Yeshua came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. It's very interesting. Zacchaeus hurried and came down and welcomed him joyfully. But when everyone saw it, they began to grumble, saying, Yeshua has gone to be the guest of a sinner. Verse 8. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, Look, Master, half of my possessions I give to the poor, and if I have somehow cheated anyone, I repay four times as much. This was the steps. He took a steps of reconciliation with the Lord and with the people around him. And only then, in the verse 9, then Yeshua said to him, Today salvation has come to this home, because he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Only after the steps of restoration, the Lord revealed fullness of salvation in the life of Zacchaeus. He was restored to the Lord and to the people. Thank you so much.